Okie dokie. You like this one?
Yeah.
This is called Green Wilma, Frog in Space.
I like that one.
You like this one?
Yeah.
So now let's see. How do I do this? Do I show you guys what it says?
It's so funny.
Okay, Green Wilma, Frog in Space. Look at that. There's Wilma. One warning. Wilma woke to hear a buzzing in the sky. She hopped into the air to catch a tasty little fly. Wow, you guys know this book. Uh-oh, but here comes a spaceship, and there goes Wilma. An alien family landed, needing water for their ship. Yeah, here's a little alien boy getting out. An alien boy came out to play. He took a little dip. He's going in the little pond while Wilma was away. Finally, Green Wilma's breakfast landed on the ground. Here's Wilma going to get the little fly. Here she's chasing the little fly all over the place. Carefully, she crept up, trying not to make a sound. Suddenly, the spaceship plucked her up into the air. They got Wilma. Uh-oh, they got Wilma in the little boy's spacesuit. It pulled her in, and then it rose and flew away from there. So Wilma got stuck in the little boy's spaceship. Uh-oh. Here's Wilma looking down at the Earth. They're going really far away. Poor Wilma at the window watched her little pond retreat. But she then heard help her favorite words. Time to eat. Yum. I fixed your favorite Martian bugs. The alien mother said, yum. But you can't eat until I take this helmet off your head. Eek! Wrong color, kid. It must have been the pond water that turned our little blugger green. He's supposed to be blue if he was really their little boy. Just to get some rest, while we turn on the health-o-mat machine. And they put the little Wilma in the health-o-mat machine so that she can get better, because they thought she was somebody else. Robot doctors trying to find out what the problem was. And only Wilma noticed a familiar little buzz. And there's a little fly flying around. Yeah. She chased it all around the room and out into the ship. Uh-oh, the robot's getting a little bit confused here. The robot's like, alien being, that's not Blogger. Look out. Wilma hopped across the flight controls, and things began to tip. Those are the controls that control the spaceship.
Yeah, oh. And the spaceship went away.
Yeah, the spaceship went boom,
see?
Boom.
What is so funny? Mm-hmm. Look at the planet.
The spaceship went from warp speed to boogie-woogie drive. It bounced off planets, circled stars, and then fell into a dive. Huh, look at that, forward, reverse, oh no. Green Wilma grabbed the nearest thing and held onto it tight. The ship flew black the way it came. Her home rose into sight. It's getting closer. But back at Miller's Pond, poor Blugger hid inside a tree. But when he heard a sound he knew, he hopped outside to see. Oh, yay, spaceship's coming back. Okay. Oh, there's a spaceship. Overhead, the aliens booted Wilma out the door. Wrong kid. And they picked up little Blugger and departed with a roar. So there goes a spaceship. And here's little Blugger in the pond. See?
I told you it's funny.
Yeah, you guys know this book, don't you?
Yeah, because you read it before.
Yeah.
I like you, Dad.
I like you, Riot. Green Wilma felt quite certain it had all been just a dream. No way she had gone up in space, as real as it might seem. But what exactly was this thing that shot a pretty beam? It's from the spaceship. Wow. The end. That was a good
one. Read that one.
Ooh, am I allowed to read another
Pouts?
One? Oh, boy, I can read another
oh,
one.
Pouts.
Parts? Yeah, I read this to little Katie this morning. She liked it. Okay, this one's called Parts by Ted Arnold. He's the guy who wrote the book.
These cannot fit the audience.
Well, that's library books. Okay, here we go. I don't know what's going on or why it has to be, but every day something's worse. What's happening to me? Do you guys know this book?
Yeah.
Oh.
We haven't read it before.
It's a new book. Okay.
This is our first time reading.
Oh, okay. Can everybody see okay back there?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I can read upside down.
This is the second time I'll read it.
Yeah.
Because we read it at home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think it was 3 days ago I first became aware that in my comb were caught a couple pieces of my hair.
Oops.
Oops, wow. Pretty weird, huh? I stared at them, amazed and more. Yeah. Then just a bit appalled to think that I was only 5 and starting to go bald. Then later on, I don't recall exactly when it was, I lifted up my shirt and found this little piece of fuzz. Wow.
Ugh, I can't see.
You can't see?
People with abs and they go
here you
down.
Go.
Fuzz. But why are you laughing?
I stared at it, amazed and wondered, what's this all about? But then I understood. It was my stuffing coming out. Here you go.
What's a
stuffing? It's what little bears are stuffed with. He thinks he's a little bear with stuffing. He's scared.
Why does this bear got stuffed?
That's what makes them all squishy when you squish your little stuffed animals.
That's juicy.
Makes them all soft. Next day, when I was playing outside with the water hose, I saw that little bits of skin were peeling from my toes. Ooh.
Maybe he's turning into a bear.
Maybe.
Oh,
he's afraid. He doesn't know what's happening.
This skeleton.
This is a scary book. Okay.
Nope.
I stared at them amazed and then gave a little groan to think that pretty soon I might be peeled down to the bone.
Skeleton.
Down to the bone. Wait, what's happening out of the water?
Well, that's his bathtub. Uh-oh, something's coming out of his nose. Then yesterday, before my bath, as I took off my clothes, a chunk of something gray and wet fell right out of my nose. Ew.
Look at
Ew. I stared at it, amazed, and thought, I should be feeling pain. Well, wouldn't you, if you just lost a little piece of brain? Ooh.
Yes.
So today, I'm sitting here enjoying Dr. Seuss, and suddenly I realize a tooth is coming loose.
What's Dr. Seuss?
Dr. Seuss writes children's books. They're really good, like Cat in the Hat.
Oh.
Hop on Pop? He wrote those.
Me too.
On Merry-Go-Round.
And did you know Dr. Seuss lived down in La Jolla, really close to here? And you know the funny trees that look like poodle tails that are in all of his books? Those are eucalyptus trees that he saw down around UCSD in La Jolla.
Hey, just
my dad's work is in La Jolla.
See? And the little trees around La Jolla? We have some around here too. That's Dr. Seuss trees. Dr. Seuss trees. Those are the funny trees they have in the Dr. Seuss books. So, when his tooth was coming loose, he wiggled it, amazed, dismayed, too horrified to speak. Without my teeth, how can I eat? Already, I feel
Don't
weak.
Worry, there will be bigger teeth coming down.
Now I'm really worried. I'm as scared as I can be, because finally what's happening is very clear to see. The glue that holds our parts together isn't holding me. Oh, no! And now I'm thinking to myself...
His eyeball came out.
That's what he's worried about. What's next in line to go? Might my ears, might my eyeballs, how'd a kid's to know? Oh, my gosh, he's afraid his eyeballs are going to fall out.
His neck fell out right there.
I know. One day I might be playing ball and have my arm fall off. Or maybe I could lose my head if suddenly I cough. Uh-oh.
Now we got all broken apart.
But you see, he's imagining that. He's dreaming that. Quite soon, I'll be in pieces, a pile without a shape.
It's going night-night.
Yeah. Thank goodness Dad keeps lots and lots and lots of masking tape. You see, he's dreaming about all this. It's not actually happening yet. He's just thinking, oh, this could happen. I'm going to fall apart. What? Now his parents are there. What? You forgot to tell me teeth fall out? And when they do, some brand new teeth will soon begin to sprout? He didn't know that.
Sprout? What does
sprout means? They come out. You grow new teeth. When your little baby teeth fall out, you get your grown-up teeth.
My teeth is wiggly.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
When I turn 5 years old, then my tooth is going to fall out. And then I'm going to put it under my pillow, and the tooth fairy is going to come.
Yes, tooth fairy is great. Yes.
And they leave you presents.
Yeah, I have tooth fairy. When I lost my teeth, brought great stuff. Hair, my skin, and everything, there's nothing I should fear. So all of me is normal. Phew, that's really good to hear.
He's almost done far.
He's almost all done? But then, tell me, what's this yellow stuff I got out of my ear?
What's that?
That's what he cleans out of his ears when he takes a shower sometime. When his mommy maybe...
Boogers?
No, not boogers. Am I allowed to need another one?
Yes.
Can I read another one? Uh-oh.
So.
I think maybe that's all for today, then.
Yeah. No.
Thank you, though. Yeah,
thanks for letting me read a story. Awesome. That was super fun. Okay, y'all gonna be good?
Yeah.